Welcome to episode 259 of the Family Podcast Network. Today we're going to talk a little bit about a video that's going viral on Facebook and YouTube about a dad who mocks his kid as they throw, quite admittedly, a little nasty temper tantrum. We'll talk a little bit about that, shaming, and more today.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a longtime seasoned parent. There is always something that we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is October the 23rd, 2013. It is middle of the week Wednesday. Today we're going to talk a little bit. Our topic for today is actually, it's a crying shame. Today we're going to talk a little bit about a video that has gone pretty big online. And it's kind of been really circulating its way around Facebook. It's been circulating its way around YouTube, and it's had like 2 million views over the last few weeks. The comments have ranged from positive to negative on this dad who basically was mocking his kiddo while she was throwing a nasty little turd butt temper tantrum. So we're going to talk a little bit today about good parenting, bad parenting, right idea, wrong idea. Where does it come from? Maybe you've been there. Maybe I've been there. More of that when we get done with our housekeeping. Guys, don't forget, if you want to stay updated and notified of all the new episodes that are coming out at the Family Podcast Network, there's a simple, easy way for you to do that. Make sure that you run over to thefamilypodcast.com over on the right-hand side. There's a little box. It's green. Enter your name and your email address. That puts you on a list to say, hey, I want to know all the new episodes that are coming out. That means that every time we knock out any kind of new show, new episode, you'll have a little email waiting for you bright and early in the morning to take a look at it and say, do I need to listen to this right now, or do I need to wait until this afternoon, or wait till I'm at the office sitting down at my desk, or whatever it is that you do. Make sure that you listen to that show and that you don't miss out on that one thing. If you just would have heard it, it could have changed everything about your day. Guys, don't forget, we also have a blog over at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog. My wife has been writing that since she's moved off into the endeavor of her own website. She hasn't been blogging nearly as much there, but you got to go check them out. My wife's skill set that she has built up over the last few years is blogging. She's funny, she's entertaining, and she is highly educational. But if you want to talk about a person who is really sitting down where the rubber meets the road, that's the lady who is doing it. And she's putting all the stuff that we talk about every single day into practice. So you definitely want to go check her out. She's got, just fantastic stuff that she has over there. Go check it out. Read a couple blogs. I'm telling you, once you start reading those blogs, you will be hooked. Don't forget to join us over at Facebook. We have had a lot of discussion going over at Facebook. And in reality, if you're one of those people that likes to be in the know before things happen, go to Facebook. We have lots of good memes and whatnot. But we also talked a little bit about this the video that sparked the interest in this show. And so anyway, I highly recommend that you go over there and check us out over at Facebook. We have a wonderful set of discussion that goes on. A lot of great folks get on and we talk about what we believe about different parenting stuff. That's facebook.com/Family Podcast Network. To all of my Facebook folks that do like to stay notified about what's going on, don't forget, guys, Facebook has really jacked things up, and you may not be getting every single one of the notifications. So what I recommend you do, make sure that you go to the Family Podcast Facebook site, facebook.com/Family Podcast Network, and go to right where the little liked button, by this time you've probably clicked liked, hover over that liked button and click on settings, and then go to, when you click on settings, it'll bring up another box. It'll say all updates, most updates are only important. Make sure that you select all updates. I have about 4 or 5 sites that I want to get every one of their updates, and I do. I select those. But if I don't select that, it will not go up. So don't forget, go to facebook.com/Family Podcast Network. Click on liked where you've already liked the page once before. Click on settings, and then make sure that you select all updates if you want to make sure that you don't miss a single post. Guys, don't forget, you can support this show At 30 cents per episode, that means if you feel like you're getting three dimes out of every single one of these episodes, go to Become a Member or the PTACR page site. You like that, guys? You like that at grammar? But go to that page, and we'll make sure about getting you set up, and you can support the show at 30 cents per episode. See about growing the show and make it bigger and better than it was ever thought it could be. Consider doing that, guys. Also, don't forget, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, something that you want to hear something over, or a topic that you're interested in hearing more on, there's a lot of ways that you can do that. You can always email me at treygibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Go to the right-hand side of thefamilypodcast.com as well, and if you'll see where it says Ask Trey a Question, click it, and you can leave a voicemail right on your computer so long as you have a microphone connected. You can also call us 661-PARENT and the number 0. Again, that is 661-PARENT-0. Give us a call on that number. You won't get somebody who answers the line, but you will be able to record a message right on there. So ask your questions directly into that bad boy. We want to put them onto the show. Don't forget, you can also catch us over at Facebook and send us a private message and all that good stuff. We want to connect with you. All right, guys, with all of that out of the way, let's get into our topic for today, which is, it's a crying shame. Yeah, today, you know, I frequently monitor things that have to do with parenting, and some of that is because, I mean, I need good topics for you guys. I refuse to sit there and recycle old stuff over and over and over and over, so I stay pretty tuned in when it comes to parenting stuff that's flying up, and I really stay away from mainstream media. In most cases, I think the mainstream media is just a doofus. I mean, they're out to make something for themselves, and they're not out typically. In most cases, I'm speaking in generalities here, but they're not out to help us. They're not out to do anything but to gain numbers, and so I pretty much stay away from it. But every so often, I see something come through that I have a hard time ignoring. And I found this video today. It was called 40-year-old tantrum, but basically what had happened was this family were sitting down, and they got into something with their younger daughter. I'm going to assume that from what I can see, maybe 6 to 10 years old. I just couldn't tell. I couldn't see her, and I just watched the short version of the clip. I didn't care about watching the long part of it. But she's basically having a meltdown, a little temper tantrum, just, you know, no, you're so mean, just apparently for an hour is what the report is. Now, I don't know how accurate that is. Parents, when they want to prove a point, many of them will often round up around down the times just to make points, you know, a little stronger. Sometimes it's not just parents. People will sometimes do that. And so I'm not sure exactly how accurate this is. There may be a full-length video that is an hour long or something like that. So, you know, I'm throwing that out there because I'm always careful not to cast judgments without all the information. And frankly, I don't care enough to go pull like the original video and watch all of it. I just don't care. So anyway, but apparently this little girl was throwing this fit. And let's be honest and straight up front, and I'm going to put a link to this in the show notes today. I highly recommend that you run over to the Family Podcast Network and check that out and watch that video. Or if nothing else, you can go to you can jump over to YouTube and type in 40-year-old tantrum. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a minute. But it's the first two, I think, the first two results that you'll get in a Yahoo or YouTube search, excuse me, on those two things. And so I sat down and I just, I mean, I'm tripping over myself here because I'm trying to figure out how to articulate my thoughts. This little girl is being a butthead. I mean, let's just be straight up front about it. I don't know any other better way to put it. The little girl's being a butt. And she is throwing this little temper tantrum. Now, I want to make sure that I'm very clear here. The thing that just pisses me off about these kinds of videos is that it says that what this little girl's emotions are feeling don't really matter because she's acting a fool. Now, I understand. My kids will throw little fits, and let me tell you, I feel it deep down inside my bones. It's like those screams and those cries cut through every single vestige of adult thought and goes right to the center part of your amygdala and punches it in its little amygdala whatevers and just sends rage juice throughout the body. And it's just, you just want to walk up to a kid doing this and just uppercut them. You know, I'm being metaphoric, by the way. But it just seems to enrage us when we see these fits. And I get it. And that little girl in this video is doing that. That little girl in this video is, even to me, the sensitive guy who loves kids, who believes in treating them the same way we treat adults in the sense of respect, love, and care. I'm not saying we treat little kids like adults, but we treat them in the same way we respect adults. A guy who believes all of this stuff is really bristling at what this little girl's doing and the screaming and the raging. But what upsets me the most about these videos is the fact that these kiddos have real feelings just like everybody else. So what's happening again in this video, and I highly recommend if you haven't listened to it yet, to really take some time and go listen to it. If you have a, you know, put the YouTube app on your phone and then just go search in 40-year-old tantrum before you finish this show and listen to that before you come back, because I think it's imperative that you hear this. You know what? Maybe I'll, well, there's no way. I mean, you have to see it. More normally, I'd rip the video. I'd pull the video for you, and I'd put it into an MP3 format and chuck it up here for you guys. But you just got to see it. So the dad is sitting there in an amazing feat of mimicry. He is like he's mockingly mimicking what she's screaming and doing to this camera. So it appears as though mom is filming it, dad is sitting there, and he's basically making fun of this little crap fit this little girl's throwing. And I'm going to be straight with you. It's funny. I mean, it's hard for me, even though this stuff burns me to my nuggets. I mean, it burns me when I see people do this. It was really hard not to laugh. Because this dad is able to, I mean, it's obvious that he can see when the cries are coming and when the fits are coming and when the scream is about to just roll out of her mouth. And he can time his mimicry perfect. And it's so stinking funny. I mean, so funny that it almost seems as though it was planned. And I believe this is an authentic, real deal. It's just that's how well-timed it was. And so I want to be real clear before I jump into, I'm about to slice this up and say why I have a problem with it in and of itself. But before I do that, I want to say that I understand that sometimes when kids do crap like this, especially if it's true to the accuracy of the hour, when kids do crap like this, sometimes you have to do whatever you got to do to stay sane. And I get that. There have been things, there have been times that I've resorted to maybe a similar form of this. When I did it, I think the mentality that the dad here is just watching his facial expressions, I really think some of it's just coping. I think he's coping with the fact that his little girl is having this little crap fit. And I get that. I mean, my kids do crap fits too. And sometimes you just have to cope with the crazy. You got to out crazy the crazy sometimes when it comes to little kiddos in these moments. And I think the larger majority of this is that. But I think there's another part of this where this dad is frustrated and irritated. And his response to his kiddo is not a response of love and care and discipleship and let's grow you out of this and let's teach you how to not throw crap fits. It's not an issue of that. I think it's more about I'm angry and I'm frustrated that we're even having this, you know, video conference call, you know, little doodad right here, and I find it frustrating. And so I think a lot of the making fun of is about that. And I want to say that sometimes I use this mentality, this approach, but I do it in an educational sense. Now, I'm not saying, so look at me, I'm a saint, oh, you know, I mean, nightmare. Me now, right? That's not what I'm saying. Trust me, I've done stupid crap as a parent frequently that when I look back, I think, what a butthead I was being, right? And so this is not some kind of, oh, you know, almighty thing for me. But when I've used these kinds of things in the past, it frequently is about educating my kids. I want you to listen to what you sound like, but dad, and I'll dramatize it a little bit. Dad, that's not what I sound like. Yeah, baby, to me, that's about what you sound like. Now I want you to imagine, is that going to get things from your Sunday school teacher? No, no. Is that going to get things from, you know, your friends? Well, no, you know. And we use it as an educational piece. So I do think it can be used there. So again, prefacing all of this, I think the dad really was is just trying to cope, trying to keep from going crazy. I do think it comes from a little bit of an angry place, and it comes out a little hurtful, I think, in some ways, especially whenever there's a request to stop it, and he doesn't. You know, the request was done in such a way I would have had a hard time stopping it if it would have been screamed at me in the same way that it was, and I was sitting there being told I was mean. But I do agree with the little girl. I think it was mean spirited. I can't tell you that I wouldn't want to do the same dadgum thing, but I think it was mean spirited. So, anyway. Very, very interesting. Again, head over to FPN to watch it if you haven't, or make sure that you download and listen to it on your phone or computer or wherever else you're at. Put a, you know, put that YouTube app on there and go check it out. And when you do that search, it will be the top two results. So I really labored today over the topic that I was going to choose from because I saw this video come up and I started thinking, man, dadgummit, that's one that we should address. It's going to be popular. It's going to be moving all over the internet, I mean, blah, 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 all these different things, and I really labored over it, and so, I mean, I racked my brain on like, okay, well, let's get away from this. I've already done a topic over shaming. Let's get away from this. What else can we talk about? And as I sat there thinking about this, I found myself not being able to think about anything but this particular situation. And it really, frankly, I probably would have worked on just making myself come up with a different topic. I probably would have just kind of forced my brain to come up with something else. And even if I needed to pull from another article, from another place, I probably would have. But there was one thing that caught my attention today that I thought was incredibly coincidental and very fascinating all in of itself. See, I monitor some of the statistics about my show. And I watch to see what's popular and what's happening and what's getting people's attention the most. And one of the things I keep track of is what are the top posts, what are the top pages that people are going and checking out. And I thought it very interesting that before I had even seen this video, the top post of the day. Now, let me tell you guys kind of the statistic, historically, we'll say, the way top posts work on this when I watch them is typically it's whatever show I've aired that's 2 or 3 days old is the most popular. So if I air this show that you're listening to on a Wednesday, it'll be Wednesday the 23rd when this goes out. And normally, Monday's show, the 21st, or sometimes the Friday Real Family Guys podcast from the week before, are the most popular. Now, Real Family Guys podcast is a little bit different because there's a more diverse listenership on that. So I actually get more listens on Real Family Guys podcast. And I think because it appeals to a lot more of us men that are listeners to the show. But anyway, those typically are the highest. And especially Mondays are almost always the higher because it's had enough time to be listened to be disseminated amongst folks, to be shared, to kind of get a little viral traffic out of it. And so Mondays are almost always the highest one, followed by, typically the one that I just most recently put out on second or third place. Well, I found it interesting. The top post by almost double, we're talking 100% more. The top post is episode. We're running. So, mind you, we're on what? Episode number 259. So, we're at almost 260. The top episode is episode 209, Shame on You. And I just find that so fascinating that of all days or all weeks where that's been the highest, a 60 episode old show has been one of the highest. And I think there's an epidemic. There's a series of people that are beginning to recognize this, and they want to know more. Is this shaming thing really all of that good? But I find it so interesting that 50 episodes, it's so odd that 50 episodes ago, the number one top most viewed show is this episode on shaming. So anyway, this video, again, if you haven't listened to it by now, you definitely got to go check it out. But so Dad's basically just mocking these kinds of things. So again, I want to reiterate, I'm being a slightly redundant here, but one of the hardest things when you talk about, you have to do these shows in such a way that you're not shaming the shamers. Shame on you for shaming your child, right? I mean, well, what really good is that doing? Is that really going to teach him anything? No, it's going to reinforce him that whenever somebody's doing something that you don't like, you shame on them to try to get what you want. And that's not the goal. That's not the thing that we're looking for from our kids and especially not from each other. So you have to be exceptionally careful with this. So I really spend a lot of time prefacing that I do this crap too. I do these same types of things. I shame my kids when I shouldn't. I say things and treat them in ways that I wish that I wouldn't. And I even admit, which is a level, that I do a very, very, very similar version of this, like we talked about earlier. So I really want to come clean today. This is not going to be a very long show. I'm going to link episode 209 if you want to go back and listen to the shaming episode. It was very well done. It's been very, very popular. And even a few weeks after we did that show, I got a lot of feedback from folks saying, yeah, well, this is great. So I highly recommend that you go check it out. But I want to keep it kind of short. And I want to say that I really do understand this reaction that we're discussing here. I really get to that. I understand getting to that point to where you have to do stuff like that. I will frequently find myself getting irritated with my kids, like especially when there's just an onslaught of questions. And my kids are very inquisitive, and I've raised them to be very inquisitive and to ask questions. But there reaches a point sometimes where Daddy needs a break. And so I will sometimes do certain things to kind of keep the crazy from going nuts. Just the other day, as a matter of fact, I was bathing Charlotte. She's my 1-year-old, and I'd put her in we've raised this daughter of ours, Charlotte, 1 year, is just getting a raising that is so different from what all of the other ones have received at this point. But we were sitting there, And I just gotten her out of the bathtub, and she really was kind of in a grumpy mood, just a little bit, just kind of yelly-y. When she starts to get real tired, she just starts to get more fussy-fuss, and she's very strong-willed, very tough little kiddo. But I had gotten her out of the bathroom, and I had picked her up, and she was sitting in a towel, and I was carrying her out, and she looked at me and just went, bah! Right in my face. So I looked at her and went, bah! Right back at her, and she looked at me and went, it was really cute. Now, admittedly, a part of that was I was up to my ears at this point in the screaming and the yelling thing, and so some of it was kind of reactionary. Do I endorse that? I sure don't. I really don't. But some of that was just keeping myself from going nuts. You know what I'm saying? And so the reaction, it turned out good because she thought it was funny. She just laughed. It was really cute in and of itself. But you know, I think sometimes we do these kinds of things to try to keep ourselves sane. So. Moving out of that, so now that you guys get the understanding that this is not a piece of judgmentalism towards this dad, it's really not. I'm definitely criticizing the method, the methodology, or if nothing else, the motive. Maybe I should say I'm questioning the motive as to why it was done. But let's get into my thoughts on this real quick. Overarchingly, I think that this kind of mentality is just wrong. Now, I want to be straight about something here. You guys know that I'm a firm proponent for the fact that kiddos are being raised in such a way that they really cannot handle, the bumps and the shoves of life. I mean, they're not dealing with those kinds of things well. A while back, I had Dr. Donna Volpita on the show, and she kind of talked a little bit about how these kiddos are called teacup. I got to be honest, to all you guys out there that are TSP listeners, I take full credit for teacup. The teacup generation terminology and vernacular that Jack uses. Yeah, that was me. but honestly, Dr. Volpita is the one who introduced me to this word. And I thought that was so good because the mentality behind it is these kids that we're raising, we're seeing that they are so fragile emotionally, mentally, and in some cases physically that the first time that they're dropped, metaphorically speaking, I mean, first time they experience a crisis or something doesn't go exactly their way, they shatter. They don't know what to do. They can't hold themselves together. They don't know how to adapt and overcome. So I admit that we have a group of kids that are just kind of weenies. As my wife would so eloquently word it, she would say, we just have a group of kids that are just weeners, man. And I also agree that people out there now, because you know some of the arguments to this video is, well, I mean, there's just people out there that have it way, way worse than this kid. I don't know why people are being so ungrateful. I think this parent should be given 2 medals because at least they're not beating her or whatever else. I mean, the reality is you don't know that they're not. That's assumptive. But I do admit that, and I do agree that there are people out there that have things so much worse physically, emotionally, mentally. I mean, and I respect that. These kids probably don't have it all that bad. But I want to be upfront about this, guys. I disagree with this in principle. It's easy for us as a human nature to justify something like this, especially when it resonates with us, because there's not a parent out there who hasn't in some form, fashion, or way experienced their little kiddos. If you've got a kiddo that's at least reached that 2 years old age, you have gotten to the point where you have experienced something like this in some capacity. Now, is it more expected in little kids than it is in this kid? It looks like this kid's a little bit bigger. Yes, I do agree. That's a pretty odd thing. It happens, and big kids throw fits of crap. I've as a complete grown adult not too long ago, thrown a fit myself. So it's not unheard of, but it's more natural. It's more expected to see out of little kids. But it's a lot easier to justify this kind of stuff when it's not occurring to us. So it's easy for us to say, oh, yeah, that dad's awesome. That's a great parenting technique. I think that's so funny. She deserved it, right? It all comes back to that. She deserved it stuff. It's easy to say crap like that when it's not being done to us. I remember as a kid, I used to walk around and I would mimic people. They'd say something and I'd say something. I'd say the exact thing. They would say something else. They'd say, quit it, quit it. Stop it, stop it. If they snorted, I snorted. If they were silent, I'd be silent, right? And I would keep doing that. And I thought it was funny. I thought it was interesting to get that reaction from them. And I remember the first buddy of mine who flipped it around and did it to me. Oh, my gosh. Chapped my hide, man. I hated that crap. See, it's a lot easier to do something to somebody when you haven't been on the receiving end of it. Now, am I saying that's the best way to learn? That every kid should have to be on the receiving end of something to learn it? I think it's valuable. I think it's effective. But not in all cases do I think it's best. I don't want my kid ever having to learn the hard way to buckle their seatbelt. But it's real easy to jump and say that this is some kind of amazing parental technique when we're not having it happen to us. What's the number one thing that I say on this show? Is the number one issue when it comes to problems in parenting and parent-child relationship? What does it almost always come back to? That one little nasty word starts with a C. Control. It's about control. What do I think this was about? Is that little girl trying to control her parents? Yeah, I absolutely think so. Bossing, ordering, screaming, and yelling, all of those are classic control behaviors. So what is the dad then in turn trying to do as well? Now, some of that might be that he's trying to control his temper. I get that. But what is he really wanting from that little girl? He's wanting her to stop. And so instead, one of the ways we're trying to control that is by mocking her, making fun of her. Making fun of is a control issue. If I can tease you or make fun of you into submission to where you will stop, then I have gotten what I want from you. That is control. So I would always ask parents, what if the roles in these kind of situations were reversed? There's the dad video who got, you know, upset about his daughter, writing some stupid crap about him. But he got upset with her and he took his laptop out there. And an amazing feat of firearm kind, I appreciated this part of it, he proceeded to pull his 1911, which is a favorite pistol of mine. I have a couple of them. Chambered for 45 ACP, and he shot like four or five rounds into her laptop and then filmed this whole thing and then made a big, you know, repost letter back to her and posted it on Facebook and on her YouTube, or on Facebook, excuse me. Would that dad ever, if the daughter felt disrespected by him, would he ever have dealt with it if she'd have walked in there and blown up his, you know, his laptop? Would he ever deal with it if it was a boss that came in and did that to him? Because he wouldn't follow in the rules or the orders or whatever else, he came in and took his laptop outside and blasted it and posted it all over Facebook. What would that dad think of that? Do I blame the dad for wanting to do that? No. Have I wanted to take something that my kids are being a turd with and take it outside and grab my 12-gauge and have some fun? Okay, I really haven't, but you guys get the level of frustration I'm talking about. I've wanted to resort to drastic things before because my kids are doing stuff that makes me think that, oh my God, stop it. I get it. But I want you to think about a reverse role. What if, while you were sitting at work, you became irritated, frustrated, whatever it is, you're upset, you're mad about something, right? You're mad about something that maybe that had happened, right? And you're talking about it and you're venting. And your boss came in and they began to mimic you while in some kind of like satirical poke fun at you, tongue in cheek type way. Can you just believe this? He's sitting there and he didn't talk to me and I just couldn't believe it. What if they did that to you? Would you find that acceptable? Would you find that okay for some boss to do to you? And let me ask you the most important question of all. What did that dad really want from that little kid? He wanted her to what? To stop. And his attempt was to try to control her into stopping. The most important question out of all of this little role reversal thing here is, would a boss doing that encourage you to change what you're doing? Or would it piss you off more? You see, I'd be willing to guess. That this wouldn't do anything but hurt your feelings, make you angry, more upset. His dad made it look like it was some strange and odd thing, as though he was just shocked that she was just throwing this humongous fit like this. I don't think as adults we would do or think or feel much different. We might act differently. We may not throw fits and scream and jump around and holler that our bosses are so mean. But I'd be willing to bet we'd do our adult version of it, get pissed off, sit there and talk crap about him around our other employees or whatever else it is, secretly inside have this filter where we hate him, whatever. But I'll guarantee you would not look at that, most people at least, would not look at a boss doing that to you and think, oh man, yes, almighty Bossimus Decimus, I will change my ways. No, we're not going to do that. And isn't that what the dad wants? Now, I can already hear the argument coming right now. Well, Trey, if I ever threw a fit like that, then you have my permission to do that to me. And I agree. You likely don't throw fits like that. You don't throw big, you know, temper tantrum, screaming fits and that kind of thing. But I mean, really. What's the difference here? What's the difference in a boss mimicking your venting and this dad mimicking this little girl? See, I would argue that there's very little that is different. Yes, I agree that the way she is expressing and venting is very different. But the same basic principle is the same. If you're upset, hurt, frustrated about a situation, and you're venting it in the best possible way that you know, you do not feel respected. You do not feel loved. You do not feel like changing when somebody comes and mimics you, even if it's your boss, even if it's done in good humor. It is the same core principle as to what is active in this parent. I don't think this parent's some horrible bad parent. I really don't. And I get what he did. I've done that kind of thing before myself. But being clear about this, I know beyond the shadow of any reasonable doubt that I would never, and I'm telling you, I mean never in the fullest sense that I can express it, I would never allow that type of thing from a boss. It's not some macho thing, I promise. But it is a line in the sand of drawing that people do not get to treat me that way. I hope you would do that for yourself. And by God, I hope that you're not being that boss to your kids. Love them. Be kind to them. Recognize that you have no control over your kid. And recognize that if you can learn to influence your kid through relationship rather than fear, you can help teach them to get out of this behavior faster and quicker. Regardless of whether you are a believer in the Christian Bible, or not, or at least the God of the Christian Bible, there's actually a scripture in there that I think is very pertinent to us regardless, one way or the other. But it's Ephesians 6:4. It says, fathers, and I'm going to say moms, so mothers and fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. That word provoke, for those of you guys that don't know, I'm a amateur Greek and Hebrew aficionado. Nah, I'm not even aficionado. I love Greek and Hebrew and I love studying it. That word for provoke or exasperate, it actually means to rouse with wrath, to provoke, to exasperate, or anger. Now, this, I don't think this is saying that you can't ever do anything that makes your kids angry or upset. I mean, we're going to do those things that's going to disappoint them, and they may turn to anger as their way to cope with that disappointment or fear or whatever else that's going on. I don't think that's what this is talking about. I think this is talking about when parents have a tendency to bring kids to a state where they're infuriated with their parents. Because there's no relationship, or if the relationship's there, it's one of two things. It's really bad, or it's just good, right? We talk here about what's the number one enemy of excellent parenting. It's good parenting. Not bad parenting, it's good parenting. Those people that stay on that distribution of the bell curve right there in the middle where they're good. There's people that suck way worse than them, but there's people that are doing better than them, and they justify staying right there, not taking that parenting to the next level. All because at least I'm doing a good job. I'm doing better than old so-and-so over there, right? It's these parents that aren't disciplining their kids. It's got the word discipline in there, in that scripture. And that idea of discipline is very broad and very encompassing. And it's talk about the cultivation of your moral belief. Teaching kids about what they believe, about what is right and wrong. That relationship that teaches them how to take care of themselves, whether it's their body or their mind, their soul, whatever else it is. It's about instruction that increases their virtue when we are not teaching our kids how to be virtuous. When we are not teaching them when they're doing things that are wrong and showing them how to do it right through love and through care, through concern. When we are not doing those things, when we're angry all the time and we're trying to control them rather than influencing them, We bring our kid to a place where we arouse them to anger. We bring their wrath, their anger, their frustration. Now, I'm not saying that we're responsible for our kids' emotions or something like that. Once they reach a certain age, it's up to them now, no matter how bad we might have screwed them up. But the reality is, in those first early formative years, it is our job to raise our kids correctly, to love them, to be there, not to make fun of them. So put that in your pipe and smoke it this week. Guys, that's all that we have for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that are. Guys, I hope you guys have a great week. Don't forget, this Friday, Jeff and I should be back in the saddle after he and his family had a heck of a week last week. Jeff and I should be back in the saddle for our episode of the Real Family Guys podcast this week, where we're hoping to do a little bit of a show on potty training and learning behaviors. Listener call-in question, or listener write-in question on the PTACR form. So guys, consider that. Joining us this Friday. Hope you guys have a great day. Hope you guys have a great rest of the week. And if nothing else, we'll see you guys on Friday.